Okay,
בסדר, בריתי שלום. It's interesting that we're supposed to start speaking about this here in בריתי שלום. We said that now we're starting the Tkufa of Shovavim, which is the 6 weeks Shmot Va'er Rabo B'Shalach Yitro Mishpatim. That is a special time for Tikkun HaBrit. Mm-hmm. And it's starting on Motzei Shabbat. That's the first day of Shavuot. And people do all kinds of minagim, but the main thing is to do a lot of more tshuva and more prayer than Tikkun HaBrit regarding the eyes. And in Breslev, the minag is that one day a week we don't eat anything from live animals, not milk, not chicken, not fish, not eggs. One day a week we eat only vegetarian from the morning till the night. So I have a coffee before the alot, and I have a pizza after marav, the seder. But during the day, eat only.
You can have almond milk, soy milk, coconut milk for your coffee. You can have vegetarian pizza or the
No dairy.
Once a week during these 6 weeks.
They have the vegetarian schnitzels with
you can do it on Yom Shishi. So anyway, Yom Shishi are busy. But sometimes it's a problem because you want to taste the schnitzel, you want to taste the this.
No, he has some really good.
You decide one day.
Is the fish considered
to taste the potatoes instead?
Gefilte fish is fish.
It?
Now
we do that with I don't know.
We have some wonderful gefilte fish recipes in here. They're totally borrowed. Just 50 shekels.
I walk into it every time.
Shavavim, we said it's a special time for Tikkun HaBrit, right? But not only Shoravim is Tikkun HaBrit, that's a special power for Siyata Dishmaya from Shammai and after then to work on the weed. We explained yesterday why, because Mitzrayim, the reason why we did Mitzrayim and everything, but it's not only Shoravim or an Elul or special times. All year round, the person has to work on Tikkun HaBrit, of course, can? Can? And now, Rav Arush teaches something which I did for a long time also. Like this. Rabim Orchim Tikkunim Pgam HaBrit. Many people do all kinds of Tikkunim, all kinds of things for Pgam HaBrit. Okay, and they're all good. No one says anything. It's called Tikkun Karet, from the Ben Ishchai, the Chida, and Hakafot, and Kibbutz Tzaddikim. Many things to do. Why not? It's all good.
Tani Dibur,
right. Tani Dibur is higher than Tanit. Yeah? Tani Dibur, you know what Tani Dibur is? No.
You don't talk.
Tani Dibur is you talk only Tefillah and Torah. Don't talk anything else.
Anything.
That can, lo, nothing else, shachor laban. We don't say. We talk only talk Torah and Tefillah. Okay? It's a very powerful. It's a lot higher than in the yeshiva.
Yeah. There was a.
It's higher than fasting.
There was a special. A special Tefillah pattern.
It's really from
the Arizal and the Malchut.
Yeah, they do in the shul near my house. And Shovavim once a week on Tuesday, they all get together the whole day from after Shacharit and the next. They say the Tehillim 3 times and the special Tefillot. That's what they do all day, once a week.
It really happens now.
Yeah.
No communication only.
Okay, you could do also stuff. You decide that this day Tani Dibur. You have a paper in the pocket. It's a good advice. It says I'm in Tani Dibur. Talk to you later.
Let it write.
You can write it, the answers, but not the talking.
Can you have the thing in your pocket saying yes and no, and you pull out the yes and pull out the no?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But not to figure it out. And there used to be tzaddikim, which you know the whole Torah and all the psukim, they used to talk. Only psukim. We can tell you a whole conversation with psukim. I hear some stories. Unbelievable.
Magic eight ball, you know, shaking.
Moi Dawid and two old Kimani that we had there.
You can do business with Sukim.
Everything with Sukim.
They know. Yeah, but that's the idea. And it's higher than fasting. It's a lot higher than fasting. Not eating. It's higher. Someone could decide tomorrow to do that. Tomorrow, anyways, you'd be all day in the field, talk with Hashem. And by, yeah.
What are
there shuls?
What,
the Thursday night? There's a lot of shuls in Yerushalayim who do that. Yeah, there's a Yad Shalom by Shul with Rav Gavrielov used to be Chavuda with Rav Yaakov Yosef Zatzal.
Is this for Thursday night tikkun?
No, we'll talk about the Thursday night tikkun.
No, but what is this?
During the daytime.
No, stam, tani dibu. Stam. Tani dibu is a very powerful thing to do.
From sunup to sundown.
Yeah, not at all. Yeah. Only Torah and Tefillah.
Oh, okay.
Stam, you got to hear of tani dibu.
You
have
Beitel.
Yeah, there's plenty of places to do it. You can do it also yourself. This is what you bring one tikkun, which helps very much. Rav Aruch said, I receive this. One of the biggest tzaddikim, hidden tzaddikim of this generation, that he received it from Eliyahu HaNavi. The name of this hidden tzaddik that Rabbi said, Rav Shtern. Rav Shtern said it came himself and told us this, so that's how I know it. It's a big tzaddik in Bnei Brak. And he's like this. It saves a person, this tikkun that we're going to say now. Saves a person for all kinds. It saves, fixes all kinds of downbeat of a person. It saves a person from karet. If a person was with a goya or all kinds of things like that, a midah, it's chiyuv karet, and he has to fix it. So this thing can fix it. Okay? And it's very important that each one will do at least once. He can do it, right? And it saves a person from all kinds of weird deaths that chas shalom could occur to him. And it's a big thing, this tikkun, right? And not only that. There's a Jew who has an autistic kid. He did this tikkun every Thursday night for 4 months straight. This tikkun that we're going to talk about. And the situation of this kid, he became very, very good. And 40% of his autism disappeared. 40% of his autism.
Is this a story or are you reading this from the book?
I'm reading the book.
Wow.
And therefore we're going to bring here, it's a little bit difficult to do it. I also did it for 8 months. 8 months straight. Every Thursday night. So listen to this, okay? The tikkun has to be Davka on Thursday night. The night between Thursday and Friday. For example, tomorrow after sunset. And this is how it works. First of all, it has to be Tanit Dibur. Yeah, you can't talk anything besides Torah and Tefillah. Between Ma'ariv, sunsets, right? When the sun sets, until after Tfilat Shacharit. Until Alenu Shabbat of Shacharit. Lo le'radem, ve'lo le'namnem klal kol ha'layla. Not to fall asleep, not to doze off at all. The whole night.
From what time to what time?
From Arvit, from sundown to sunrise. Oh, okay. Not sunrise. From sundown till after Shacharit.
But you can say Shacharit once the sun is up, right?
Yeah, but after Shacharit. Anyways, you don't talk during davening, hopefully. Yeah. So from Shkia, from the sunset until Chatzot, until midnight, okay, you can't eat at all. Can't eat, you're allowed to drink.
Depends.
Right?
Tomorrow's the pants.
Tomorrow's the pants, yeah. No, tomorrow you can't do this. Because anyways, you have to eat before.
It's very bad.
You said that? But chatzot laila, but after tefillah, so you should. From midnight until the morning, you don't even drink. So again, the whole night you don't eat, you don't talk, and you don't eat, and you don't sleep at all, not even doze off. You let it drink from sunset until midnight. So, and what do you do during that night? You don't just sit and then look and watch a movie. You watch a movie, no, you can't. What do you do during that time? You learn. You divide your learning to three. The first part of the night, Gemara Bavana. You learn Gemara with understanding, not just reading the words of the Gemara. You sit and learn Gemara with understanding. So if you're learning with the Chavuta, you're allowed to talk about the Gemara, yeah? You're learning, you understand the Gemara. Fine. The second thing is learning Mishnayot and understanding what you're saying. The third thing is saying a whole Sefer Tehillim. And also, to do an hour with the dude, 1 hour with the dude, and at the end of the night, to say the vidui of Rav Nissim Gaon. It's brought down a lot of siddurim. It's a special vidui. It's a long vidui. We say that on Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur. It's a long vidui of Rav Nissim Gaon. Okay. Afterwards, you go to the mikvah before No, before the Alot HaShachar. How do you say that, Alot HaShachar? Before Dorn, Dorn with the R?
Dorn.
D-O-N-E?
D-O-A-D-A-W-N.
Dawn.
Dawn.
Okay, Veseda. Before Dawn, you go to the mikvah. And then you daven shacharit by the nets. Okay? So. But the main thing is, the most important part of the tikkun is saying the tehillim and doing a full hour with the video of missing out. So, if it's a short night, like in the summer, so you could do 1 hour Gemara, 1 hour Mishnayot. If the Sefer Tehillim takes you 5 hours, but great. Whatever it takes you. The main thing is to finish the whole Sefer Tehillim. You have to see that you have enough time for a whole Sefer Tehillim and for an hour you to do it with the video you have missing on, and to go to the mikveh for a lot.
Wow.
Okay? Wow. So if the rest of the night is 1 hour, so divide that hour into two and do Gemara and Mishnayot in that hour. Okay? Set up.
Can you repeat what they do that for? Is it for
tikkun? It's for tikkun abrit and for tikkun karet. Tikkun karet is anything a person did that has to be karet. If a person had relations with a nida or with a goya, all kinds of things like that. So, or if a person ate an Yom Kippur.
Each week has a special.
Okay, it's a bli kesher shorovim
also. And that's teshuva. That's a total forgiveness.
It's a fix. Yeah.
But they couldn't do that.
It's more than teshuva.
But they could do that. Would they be able to do that before in the times where when you were chayav karet that you would have a be?
You don't get killed when you're chayav karet.
No, it's not like that.
It's a lot worse.
I thought it was physically you got killed.
No,
physically got killed is good. He's killed and then he's fixed. What are you going to do when you have karet? That means he's cut off from Am Yisrael.
Yeah.
So now Eliyahu Navi came to this tzaddik, and now it's a few years ago, and he told him this tikkun, and this tzaddik came to Rav and told him publicize this.
Karet is dying without offspring. Dying without offspring.
Okay.
That means you have no continuation.
How do they translate autism? Is it in Hebrew?
Autism.
That's what they wrote it? Really?
Autism.
It's a modern technical term.
It is. I'm surprised they wrote it like that.
It didn't exist 5 generations ago.
This book is more recent?
This book? It's very recent, it's a year old, 2 years old.
Oh, so there's lots of autism.
Did you die before the time?
It's not that you die before the time, you die without, there'll be no continuation for you.
They didn't have autism in my generation.
But also, you die before the time?
It was called ADD. My generation was ADD, now it's autism, and then later.
So he wants to, Ravaj is going to bring an example now.
The vaccines and the medicines that's causing the autism. Because I worked in two schools for 10 years, and one of the schools specializes in autistic kids.
You sleep before? Yaakov, you hear?
They groomed it. It's from the autism, from the mercury.
Yaakov, listen. When I do this tikkun all the time, you sleep before. If you don't think to sleep before, so don't do it. Okay? You won't do it. You sleep before. That means that, let's say, if now today sunset is at the 4:45. You have to be up by that time and go to daven arvit, yeah? So you go to sleep. You go to sleep at 3-4 hours beforehand.
Right.
Sleep. And then you can do the tikkun. Now he brings an example. In the winter nights, like now, Rav Arush writes here. In the winter nights, you'll divide the night like this. Daven arvit and tzedak kochavim. And then you'll have to learn, and then you'll probably learn 3 hours gemara. You can even learn in Rishut Nishten as long as you understand what you're saying. You can learn 3 hours Mishnayot, then you do an hour Yigbodedut, then you do the whole Sefer Tehillim, then the video, then you go to the Mikvah, then down in Shacharit. Okay, each one. So a person takes the Tehillim 4 hours, so he'll do it otherwise. The main thing is that he does the whole Sefer Tehillim, and he does a 4 hour Yigbodedut with the Vidui, and he goes to the Mikvah before the Shachar. So he can work his way down. Take down an hour. Tehillim, each one, I say Tehillim would take you 2 hours, but some people take them 3 or 4. It's an amazing tikkun. I used to do it for a long time.
You do it more than once?
You can do it as many times as you want.
On Thursday night?
On Thursday night. Tafka on Thursday night.
What would you do if tomorrow night? If you want to do it?
You can't, because you're not going to eat from tomorrow morning until the next morning. It's a shayach. Tomorrow night, don't do it.
It has to be with fasting?
Yeah. So the next week, do it.
But you can drink water after.
You can also do it with a friend, and then you have more chizuk. Together, you say. Together, you say. You could also, if you don't want to be alone, there's a shul called in Yerushalayim, a shul called Shoshanim LeDavid. You hear Shoshanim LeDavid? You know who built it? Ben Ish Chai started building it. His uncle sent him to build it. 100 and something years ago. It's on Zonenfeld, where the Shtiblach is, all the way on top. The last building on the right side. Before, on the corner of Chol Ashkenazi, there's a shul. You go up the stairs on the left. Shul, very ancient shul. And every Thursday night they have learning over there all night. If you're married, you get 10 shekels an hour in the morning. If you're not married, if you're in Yeshiva Gdola, if you're over 17 or whatever, you get 6 shekels an hour. If you're young, if you're till 16, you get 4 shekels an hour, whatever. That's dumb, just to encourage you. But there's learning there all night, that's the point. And if you want to do a tikkun, you can go do it over there. There's people there, you can learn.
Tomorrow night's going to be?
Tomorrow night, people, it's every Thursday they have it.
Are you going to?
But you won't be able to do the tikkun because, what, you're not going to eat from tomorrow morning until the Friday morning. It's a little bit impossible, 24 hours.
You can drink, though, after, right? After.
Drink. In between sundown and starlight.
Drink a protein shake.
Yeah, but.
Zonenfeld.
The end of Zonenfeld, the corner of Ashkenazi. Stam, you could learn there every Thursday night, even without doing the tikkun. Even learn there for a few hours, come in the morning, he'll give you money. Tell him I learned for 3 hours, whatever you tell him, he gives. I learned for 3 hours. You're about Avrech? Yeah, 30 shekels.
They don't ask you what you learned, and you have
to. You can do whatever you want.
They'll say no.
You can say no all night.
They'll say, your learning wasn't as.
No, they asked you, did you sleep? Yeah, he doesn't ask you.
I like that.
Lili Shot? Oh, they want you to learn without talking, of course. Yeah. You learn Yeshiva without talking.
It's work.
Yeah. They want you to start to learn. They like it. It's a Thursday night thing to do.
No smoke breaks?
So if you doze, then tikkun's off, everything's off.
Right. The tikkun's off, not everything's off. What you learned, you learned.
Oh, right.
But the tikkun will be on the next week.
So, but for summer nights, when the night's very short,
right?
What do you do?
You divide, as long as you can say the whole Tehillim, the whole Sefer Tehillim, and do an hour what to do. The shortest night in this country is about 8 hours.
Take when you decide to do it. You look at time, what time Shkia is. You look at what time dawn is, and you write them on a piece of paper. You work out how long you've got. You then divide it according to from 9 till 10, I'm going to do this. From 10 till 1, I'm going to do this. You write it, whatever the time is.
Is it the Katam? It's around 1 hour.
Hmm?
It's around 1 hour.
Yom Kippur Katan? No, but just the Vidui.
Yeah, the Vidui.
Mapitum. So say the short version. Mapitum. It takes 10 minutes.
No.
Betach. I say Yom Kippur Katan. All Yom Kippur Katan takes 40 minutes. It's Ashkenazi thing to do Yom Kippur Katan.
Shem Safat. Mustafat is Safat.
But the Vidui is very short. Yeah, it's 4 pages. No. The whole Yom Kippur Katan is 20 pages.
Yes.
It's part of the Yom Kippur Katan, which is a vidui. Not the whole, you don't have to say the whole Yom Kippur Katan.
Not
the whole? No, not at all. Only the vidui of Omni Sigalon.
You sure?
He says it here, the vidui of Omni Sigalon. The vidui of Rabbeinu Nissim Agalon. It's short.
It is short.
It's 4 days, it's 4 pages, 3 pages. Every sitter here, if you open the sitter, I'll show you.
It's right there.
There's a sitter over here, it probably has it. Like the Ashkenaz, it probably doesn't have it. Who doesn't read the Ashkenaz? No, Sfaradi, I don't know if it has what it has.
You don't want
Sfaradi. I don't know. That has, that I know has the Vidui. Yom Kippur Katan. At the end. I don't know what Sfaradi is to do.
No.
Yeah, I bet I can do it for this. You shouldn't do it for this. Right there. Do you have a good job? Should I be on this team? What's he mean for?
I was thinking,
what do you mean? So, I'd put a man on.
Okay.
Yeah. זה שלוש דפים. טוב, הרבה זה נגמר לי הזמן.
תודה כבר.